I'm Jenny Mason, your tour guide to Feedback Loops, a journey through food waste cycles and the solutions that curb climate change. Okay, dear listeners, I can't put this off any longer. It's time we had the talk. Oh, not about the birds and the bees, but about polyolefins. Yes, I know that sounds like a niche punk folk sea shanty band. Please welcome to the stage Poly and the Olefins. But the term actually refers to plastic resin types 2, 4, and 5, the ones that make cling film, toys, detergent bottles, carpet, food containers, and more. These are also the plastics most commonly sidelined for incineration or landfills because they're either too expensive or impossible to recycle. Currently, humans produce about 220 million tons of polyolefins every year, and that figure is expected to quadruple by 2050. Luckily, some companies are creating alternative plastics using plant-based ingredients. Algenesis turns sea algae into footwear, like flip-flops. Ecovative converts the thready roots of mushrooms or mycelium into styrofoam. Not only does their production emit 90% less CO2, it requires 12% less energy to produce, making it far more sustainable and affordable. Even cooler is that the flip-flops and mushroom foam can be composted in your backyard, where they decompose in about 45 days. Whether we're innovating plant plastics or composting food waste, the human endeavor to save the planet still has shroom for improvement. Feedback Loops is produced in collaboration with Table to Farm Compost and KDUR. For more information about curbing food waste, visit tabletofarmcompost.com.